the international highway linking the Syrian capital Damascus to Lebanon. It is a vital lifeline for many Syrians who leave the country through Beirut. This important road has been on the radar of armed terrorist groups for some time. But after recent advances in the Qalamun region, the Syrian army decided to seal off this part of the border with Lebanon. So it launched a large-scale operation that resulted in taking several mountaintops like Ash al-Nisr. The army further secured the strategic border town of Kfir Yabous and the hills of Sheir Jubbe and Sheir Tekka. The military says its efforts here is largely dependent on local help. As the troops press ahead to the mountains, the fleeing militants leave behind their machine guns. This 14.5mm machine gun was manned by a Nusra Front terrorists. The military says that this machine gun, along with snipers, have slowed down the advancing troops for hours.
We are inside one of the military positions for the Syrian army on the Syrian-Lebanese borders in this very difficult mountainous area, in this very difficult climate where temperature drops to under 0 Celsius at night. The mountain opposite us is occupied by militants of al-Nusra Front, the affiliate of al-Qaeda in Syria, and the Syrian army is fortifying its positions here in preparation for an imminent attack on that mountain.
New pickup trucks mounted with anti-aircraft machine guns have been turned into the weapons of choice for this battle. But the bad weather has made it difficult to maintain supply lines that stretch over kilometers.
This battle is very difficult. We are advancing from the plains into the mountains. The terrorists have night goggles and many other sophisticated equipment, in addition to American-made anti-tank missiles.
On the way back to the nearby town of Kfir Yabous, students leave schools and life goes on as usual. There is little here to show that less than 2 kilometers away, a vicious battle is taking place. A battle for the future of Syria and perhaps neighboring Lebanon. Ala Ibrahim, Press TV, Damascus countryside on the Syrian-Lebanese borders.